Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher, Find Your Zivug Hagon, B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue learning about Mida Keneged Mida, Measure for Measure. So Mishnah Ches tells us, Shimshon Halach Acher Einov, Shimshon the Shoifet, he went after his eyes. Obviously, since he was the leader of the generation, he was a big tzaddik, but to some extent, on his level, he was held accountable for following his eyes, and Lefikach Nikru Plishtim as Einov, therefore the Plishtim gouged out his eyes. Shinemar the Pasuk says, V'yichazu Plishtim V'yinakros Einov, the Plishtim grabbed him and they gouged his eyes out. Another example of Mida Keneged Mida, Avshalom, who was one of the sons of David HaMelech, who rebelled against him and tried to overthrow the Malchus, Nizga Besarai. He was very haughty because of the beautiful hair that he had. Lefikach Nisla Besarai, therefore he was hanged by his hair. As he was running away from David's army, his hair got caught in a tree and he ended up getting stuck and dying because of that. Ulefisha Baal Eser Plag She'aviv, and because he lived with 10 of the concubines of his father, Lefikach Nitnu Bai Eser Linviyos, therefore he was pierced by 10 spears. Remember the Pasuk says, Vayasaibu Asara Na'arim Naisikle Yayav, the 10 youths who were the arms bearers of Yayav surrounded him, Vayakos Avshalom Vayamisuhu, and they struck Avshalom with their spears and they killed him. And Ulefisha Ganav Shlosh Levavais, since he stole 3 hearts, he tricked 3 hearts. What does that mean? Lev Aviv, Lev Bezin, Lev Yisrael. The heart of his father, Bezin, and all of Am Yisrael. Remember the Pasuk says, Vayganav Avshalom is Lev Anshe Yisrael. So Lefikach, because of that, Nisku Bay Shlosh Shvatim, 3 staffs were pierced into his heart. Remember the Pasuk says, Vayikach Shlosh Shvatim Chapai, he took 3 staffs, Vayiskaim Belev Avshalom, pierced them into the heart of Avshalom. Now moving on to Mishnah Tes, the Mishnah tells us, V'chein L'inyin HaTayva, Mida Keneged Mida also works for the good. Miriam Hemtina L'Moshe Shah Achas, Miriam HaNeviah waited for her brother Moshe Rabbeinu for 1 Shah. Remember the Pasuk says, V'teisatzav HaChesomer HaChayk, that his sister stood from afar to see what's going to happen to him. This is when talking about when little baby Moshe Rabbeinu was put into a basket in the Nile River. His sister Miriam waited in the bushes to see what's going to be with him. So Lefikach Nisakvu La Yisrael Shiva Yom Bamidbar. Therefore, Am Yisrael waited for her for 7 days in the Midbar. When she spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, so she had to be outside the camp, Hashem said, no one goes anywhere until she's better. Shneimer, the Pasuk tells us, V'ha'am lo'nasa ad Yosef Miriam, and the nation didn't travel until Miriam was gathered in, meaning until she came back into camp. And another example of Mida Keneged Mida, Yosef Zachar Likbar es Aviv, Yosef HaTzadik was Zaycha to bury his father, and V'ein Be'echav Gadol Mimenu, he was the greatest of his brothers, and he was the one that led the whole procession. Shneimer, it says, V'yal Yosef Likbar es Aviv, and Yosef went up to bury his father Yaakov, V'yal Imai Gam Rechav Gam Parashim, and who else went up with him? Chariots and horsemen, and we know from the Torah that it was quite the grand funeral. And Milanu Galdim Yosef, who received a greater kibbutz than Yosef, Shalom Isasik Bay El Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who dealt with Yosef. As the Mishnah continues, Moshe Zachar Batzmus Yosef, Moshe Rabbeinu was Zaycha to deal with the bones of Yosef, Ve'en B'Yisrael Galdim Imenu, and there was no one greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Shneimer the Pasuk tells us, Ve'yikach Moshe Atzmus Yosef Imai, Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef with him when everyone was leaving Mitzrayim. And Migaldim Moshe, who's greater than Moshe, we see that a great kavod was given to Moshe, Shalom Isasik Bay El Hamakim, Hashem himself dealt with Moshe Rabbeinu when he died. Remember the Pasuk says, Vayikbar Oysa Bagai, and we know from the Pesukim over there that Hashem was the one that buried Moshe Rabbeinu. And Loyal Moshe Bavad Amru, it's not just about Moshe Rabbeinu that they said this. Elal Kol HaTzadikim, in regards to all Tzadikim, the Pasuk tells us that Hashem personally takes care of the Neshamas after they pass on. Remember the Pasuk says, Vahalach Fanecha Tzidkecha, Kivayt Hashem Yasvecha. So we see that Hashem gathers in the Tzadikim after they pass away. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, continuing to discuss the whole process of what happens to a site in the Beis HaMikdash. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.